Joined now with Glenn O'Neill, who's the head coach for the Scott City Beavers for football and basketball, and of course helps run the summer weight program here. And Coach, thanks for joining me here. And been a busy summer for you with weight room and also football and basketball with some camps and also going some traveling basketball summer activities there for some tournaments. Overall, how's the summer been?
It's been very quick. It's summertime are busy anyway. By the time you throw in your activities, for the kids, it just makes for a busy, fast summer. And it's been pretty productive for the most part. So, pretty pleased with the older classmen and, with the younger classmen. There's just a lot of different activities for them where their weight room attendance isn't quite what we want it to be. But, family is first and religion, we throw that in there as a top priority, as far as, religion first, family second, and, weights are third. So, we'll get by with whatever we get in the weight room.
And, of course, you guys started your weight program there last week of May and concludes here this week. Been a pretty good summer for weight attendance?
With the upperclassmen, we've had at least 25 kids that have had either zero or one miss, and that's out of 46 days. So pretty much their priorities and their goals for to achieve those, and they did with like I said, with the middle school stuff, when you have your church camp and you have your vacations and fair activities and things like that, it's just busy and it's tough for them. But with the high school kids, we probably got another 5 to 6 that are probably in that 80% range, and then there's a couple that because of work where they've been out of town, they've missed some days. So we're pretty happy. It's been pretty productive. We've seen some gains. We've seen some guys get stronger, and as far as the speed goes, we haven't timed our 40s yet for the end of the summer, but it's been pretty nice for the most part.
Once again, it is Glenn O'Neill joining me here today, and starting off with basketball summer, you took some weekend trips to some AU tournaments across the state, and a lot of new faces that are trying to earn some varsity playing time, some varsity starting positions. And what kind of improvements did you see with them during the summer?
Well, I thought they've improved a lot. We had a camp in June, which kind of was split up with our varsity guys just because of summer league and also because they were coming off a big weekend tournament. But when we started summer, we went to Hutch, and Hutch is the big kickoff, summer classic, and got probably about 75 or 80 teams there. Well, we took 5 guys that are coming back for next year. We took 3 guys that graduated last year that are going to play college ball, and we ended up winning that tournament. We beat a team that on paper probably should have beat us because they had about 4 kids above 6'6", and then they had probably 3 or 4 of the better Wichita City League kids as far as guys that are coming back. So very talented group. 2 weeks later, just taking high school kids, we went up to Hayes and we ended up getting 3rd. We got beat by Holcomb and by 4 in the semifinal game, and it was a really good game. I think it was tied with about a minute 15, and we had a chance to go ahead, and we missed a shot down low, and they went down and scored, and then we would come down and just couldn't finish. And then a week after that, we went down to Great Bend with mainly high school kids and 2 guys for college. The reason we took the 2 college guys were because of Harvest, taking about 3 or 4 of our guys, and we ended up getting 1st down there, and we beat a pretty decent Central Kansas all-star team, kind of led by Cody Stetler from Hoisington, who's a Division I signee at 6'9", and all those kids in the championship game were graduates. So we're playing guys that were up. The big difference is they don't really have much of a system when you're playing an all-star group, and ended up beating them by about 18 or 20. And at the same time this summer, we went up to Colby and played in a summer league, and they went 6-0 up there. Played pretty well and took probably about 9 different kids on time depending on work and different schedules. And then Trey's played a lot of AAU ball this summer. He's his July was kind of crazy with St. Louis, Dallas, and Las Vegas, and then next weekend he's gonna finish up down by Wichita. So he's been pretty busy and had a productive summer where he's made some gains and got noticed by a couple coaches from some different schools. So basketball wise with the camp, we got our younger guys in, and talk about our younger guys, they also went to a couple tournaments and did really well. So the freshman guys are they're gonna be a class that they need to work on their shooting, but as far as knowing the game, that they play pretty well, pass the ball well, share the ball nice, as they kind of grow into our system. The defense has to improve, and their perimeter shooting outside of about 15 foot has to get better. But I think with maturity and strength, that thing's going to come along because they have decent touch. Right now, if we had to rate them, we would probably say they were slightly above average. If they can improve their shooting, I think that they can up that another notch. And with God's gift as far as some physical growth, maybe knock it up another notch. So they got some hope. They got some you know, plans to be pretty good in the future, and, you know, they work hard, and it's a nice group.
Switching gears here to football, a couple weeks ago you wrapped up your team camp there, and Monday was the first day been able to see the kids with helmets, and a little different from Monday to Thursday. Talk about the overall assessment, not returning hardly anybody from last year's team, a lot of new open positions. Reflect on the camp.
Well, like you said, I thought they made a lot of improvement, you know, throughout. You know, the first week is always going to be, or first day, I should say, should be a little bit slower because, you know, they're trying to jog, you know, the brain for some memory as far as, you know, what they're supposed to do. You know, and even some of the guys that are coming back, you know, we switched positions as far as to fill some needs. So, you know, they had a kind of a learning curve also. But, you know, by the time, you know, the camp was over, we thought we'd made some nice progress. And at the same time, it's really tough to gauge, you know, where you are with just, you know, a helmet on. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that go to contact camps. And, you know, for us, and just kind of looking around and trying to establish, you know, a philosophy on whether we should go to contact camp. You know, I've seen some kids that are Division I prospects, you know, blow a knee out at a Pittsburgh State camp, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, which, you know, cost him his whole senior year. You know, I've seen some other kids, you know, get a shoulder banged up, and they go into 2-a-days even, you know, a month and a half later with injuries. And, you know, for us, you know, running the same system basically for about the last 15 years, you know, we're comfortable and confident as a staff that we can kind of get done what we need to without going to a contact camp. But at the same time, you know, I think the kids would be kind of, you know, a little itchy to get out there and go ahead and pop somebody. But, you know, for us, the anticipation and, you know, the kind of the wait is worth it. So, you know, when August gets here and it's time to roll, you know, I think we're going to see some good things by our kids. You know, they're excited. You know, we think you know, they have something to prove. You know, they believe they do also. I mean, they followed a very, you know, good senior class, you know, that had a lot of success. And these guys have kind of got overlooked, you know. And in the middle school, you know, the seniors were, you know, that they're greatly outsized by Goodland and by Hugoton. And, you know, so they kind of took their lumps down there by those two teams. But we feel like, you know, as they've gone into high school, they've kind of, you know, closed that gap and even passed them in a lot of areas where, you know, we think, you know, rate those guys ahead of us. That's okay, you know, because once it's time to step on the field, you know, we're kind of see, you know, where that improvement has been. And, you know, I think, you know, tradition plays a big part where, you know, big things are expected out of you, and you got to do your best to fulfill the role of, you know, the next class coming through. And, you know, I don't think a week goes by that we haven't put that little buzzword in their ear as far as, hey, nobody thinks you guys are going to be worth a darn. You know, they say the well is dry in Scott City, and it's time for you guys to step up and prove them wrong. You know, this is a group that has a lot of pride and confidence in herself. They've had, you know, we've had about 5 straight undefeated JV seasons, so it's not like these guys have been losing down at the next level. You know, they've been successful. They've been filling in. They've been playing about a quarter and a half on varsity nights, and, you know, they feel confident in themselves. It's just a chance to get out there and throw some new names out there and see what we can do.
Of course, practice begins August 19th, coming up pretty fast here. But next week, get to be a part of this as well as get to coach Brett O'Neill and Drew Kite. You see them on the court final time as, I guess, post-high school into college. Guys are going to be a part of the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association All-Star Game in Topeka. What an honor that is. And talk about that experience and what you're looking forward to, and also a scene with the Brett and Drew.
Well, to be a member of the All-Star team, you know, for the two guys is a great honor, because, you know, what they do is they take two kids from every classification, you know, 1A through 6A, and they, you know, number one, you know, the coaches have to be a member of the association. And, you know, so there's only 4 guys, you know, 4 1A guys and 2 and 3. And, you know, so to be 2 of the 4 guys from 3A is a tremendous honor. You know, some of it comes from, you know, the team success that they have had, and a lot of it comes from their individual ability that made the team successful. So, you know, for both of them, it's, you know, a chance to kind of follow in, you know, Corbin, you know, Tim, you know, as far as Tim Pointer, Corbin Koontz, you know, both those guys made it. Ron was chosen for it a couple years ago, but, you know, Division I commitment took them to South America, down to Brazil, and, you know, so he didn't get a play. But the coaches that coach in the All-Star game were the guys that, you know, were fortunate enough to win a state championship. So, you know, for me, third year in a row that I've got a chance to coach different kids across the state. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, joy, and then sometimes it's a pain in the bottom. It kind of depends on what type of attitude the kids get there. And, you know, All-Star games aren't always fun for the coaches. Number one, that, you know, you got 12 guys that are used to playing, you know, just about every minute of the game, and now they got to, you know, split, play half the game, and kind of rotate in and out even within their 5-minute period. So, you know, for them, they got to kind of, you know, swallow their ego a little bit, and to make sure that they come ready to know that they got to share time, share the ball with guys that are equally good and equally successful. And, you know, from there, it's just basketball. You get about two practices and a walkthrough, and then you go to a banquet on the Wednesday afternoon where the kids are recognized and coaches and, you know, guys that are, you know, making the Hall of Fame, you know, come up and give a, you know, quick 5-minute speech. And, you know, our guys are going to get a chance to, you know, see some of the legends of Kansas basketball with that aspect of it. And then that night, the girls' game will start at 6 and the boys will start at 8. And, you know, you're going to see, you know, 48 players across the state, girls and boys, that are very successful, and most of them are moving on to continue with another collegiate sport. So, you know, it is definitely an honor to go there and, you know, go play in Washburn, you know, with Lee Arena. So, you know, looking forward to it. And, you know, like you said, one more chance to get on the floor with Brett and Drew. And, you know, those guys have been a joy for more than 4 years. You know, I've coached them since about second grade with different sports, and, you know, love them both. So, you know, it's going to be fun, and, you know, at the same time, it's going to be kind of, you know, goodbye as far as, you know, that aspect goes.
It's been a fun summer, been a quick summer, but it's hard to believe it's already fall sports season coming up here quick, and it's been a good one for Scott City. And once again, Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll see you around here in a few weeks.
All right, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.